Now, the second kind of framing, reframing is an NLP tool. I created preframing because I had to come up with a term to describe what we were doing before the process happened. But reframing is where somebody already has a problem, and you change what it means by having them see it to another frame of reference. Because what things mean, write this in your notes, what things mean to you is always determined by what you compare them or contrast them with. What does this mean? Well, I got a question for you. What are nice accommodations? The Hyatt Regency, is this nice accommodations? Do you think these accommodations will affect the way you look at other hotels maybe at some times in the future? You're going to go to some nice hotels now, and you're going, well, that's all right, but, you know, I've been to the Hyatt, okay? It's a $700 million resort. This is a $1 million resort. There's a big difference, you know? The bottom line is contrast starts to make it even worse than it really was. See, oftentimes people in life, they start doing really well. How do you think a John Belushi could kill himself? How could a guy do that? When he had everything going for him. How many of you really love John Belushi and his humor? Say aye. He was loved by millions of people. He had a wife that totally loved him. He was doing everything he ever dreamed about. Right? Movies. He was in Broadway. He was in comedy. He was in television. He was making tons of money. He always wanted to make money. He made tons of money. He did it all. Why is he no longer here? Because he didn't manage his what? That's right. He didn't learn how to control what he focused on and the way he used his physiology. In fact, he managed to focus on things and evaluate his life in a way that created pain, and then he tried to use drugs as a direct route to changing state. And he's no longer here. But why? Because as things got better for him, he forgot how good he had it. Because he started comparing it to all kinds of other elements. He started looking around in his life, the people who knew him, and saying, well, this isn't that great. Well, there's nothing else to do. I'm not really worthwhile. He lost all his frames of reference. Do you think if he remembered what it was like back in Chicago when he was struggling and he realized what he had then, do you think he'd been out there trying to get drugs to feel good, yes or no? Man, you better make sure you never forget your roots. That's the ultimate reframe. See, my kids, to make sure that doesn't happen, we take them down to the South Bronx and we get them to walk in there and give them references they will never forget. I take them down into a crack little house down there. When I say a crack house, I'm talking about a welfare hotel, but they're crack houses is what they really are. You go in these places and they stink, they're urine-soaked floors, and there are people drugged out of their minds sitting there on the ground, right in front of you, deals going right in front of you, rats scurrying around. Whole families that live in a room that's not much bigger than the front part of the stage moving back to the end here. That's it. That's the whole thing. Whole family living in there. You take your kids in there. I take my kids there because I want to make sure they never forget when they go home to their castle what life is really like for other people and that they've got to do something to make a difference there. That they got not to feel guilty about where they are because it's been earned, but to make sure that they don't ever lose perspective. And we all lose perspective because of our surroundings. No matter where we are, we become habituated to what we now have. Whether you got problems or not, all determines about who do you surround yourself with. You see somebody drop of a heart attack in front of you, and you realize you don't have any problems because your relationship, you had an argument last night. Make sure you have the capacity continuously to determine what you're comparing things to in a way that empowers you. You must empower yourself. You must find an empowering meaning no matter what happens. That is the number one must rule in your life. You must find a way to learn and enjoy anything that happens. You must find a way to either learn or enjoy from anything that happens in your life. And you can. All you got to do is compare it in the right way. Contrast it in the right way. And this also will help you to help others. Because no matter how bad somebody's got it, somebody else has got it worse. No matter how good somebody's got it, somebody's doing better. You can use this to move human beings just by changing what they frame of reference they have about something. Now, two basic ways of reframing. Context reframing. Just write context reframing. This is where you change what something means by having them see it in another context, in another situation. In other words, what's a problem in one situation is a benefit in another. Context reframing. This is where you show somebody how something that seems to be a problem in one situation is a benefit in another. Problem in one situation is a benefit in another. I'll give you an example. That's context reframing. Let's say, for example, you're working as a family therapist for a moment, and a father comes to you and talks about how his daughter is such a bullheaded and stubborn, he can't get her to do anything. And he's really angry, and they got to do something to change her because she's out of control. If you wanted to reframe him on this behavior, that is, get him to find a new meaning for it, you could change the context. What could you say to this man? Are there any situations where that bullheadedness is very valuable for her? He may say no, but this man just did something very valuable. Now, there's a second kind of reframe called a content reframe. A content reframe is where you have a person think of something. Now, in order to feel bad, remember, you've got to picture something. So in order to feel bad about your past, you have to picture your past or talk to yourself about the past. What if we change your memory about it? What if we scramble the imagery so that what used to happen, you don't see anymore? What you see now happening is where people used to yell, you hear their voice coming out like Mickey Mouse. Where all of a sudden the images start going backwards in motion every time you think about them. If you focus on those things happening backwards and forwards and changing color and size, and we change the content of your representation, will it change your state about that experience? Will it change the meaning you link to it in your body, yes or no?
Yes.
Absolutely. So that scramble technique is really a content reframing. You're changing the content, not the context. Or I come to you and you think you're upset about something, and I say, well, you know, can I share something with you? And you say, yeah. And I say, what you just thought, let me show you something. Somebody misinformed you. It wasn't true. Uh-oh. You change one part of the content of their understanding, and instantly you will change what things mean. So you can do it by scrambling it or by giving some new input they didn't have in a way that has rapport, or you precede it with maybe a question or a preframe, and immediately that will change what things mean to them. So content and context reframing are the primary ways. And here I put three keys to an effective reframe. Number one, I put interrupt their pattern. Interrupt their pattern. If you want to get a good reframe in, the first step I would probably do is interrupt the pattern. Two is use questions. And here's something I haven't mentioned that is very valuable that I do. And that is make sure your reframe is in alignment with their own core values and beliefs. Make sure your reframe is in alignment with their own core values and beliefs. What does that mean? Well, if I value learning, and you come here and you try and tell me why I should do something because it's just fun, that won't be as powerful a reframe as if you said to me, Tony, I know this is tough, but if you learn something from this, do you think you can make it valuable? What do you think? I'm going to listen to that because I value learning more than I would if my value was fun. How many are following what I'm talking about here? A lot of times people say, well, if you do this, won't it make you more successful? And success is not one of their values, so your reframe will fail miserably. So you have to not only be in rapport with that person, you got to interrupt the pattern they're in, because no matter what you say, I don't care what reframe you offer, if they're in a stuck state, is it going to work, yes or no? No. You got to interrupt their pattern, obviously be in rapport, do it in the form of a question, and align it with their values, and you'll find out you'll be able to reframe like no one you've ever met who's been trained in reframing. Because most people are just trained to just reframe every way you can. If that doesn't work, try something else. If that doesn't work, try something else. You want to have a little higher criteria for yourself. So if it doesn't work, step back a second and say, do I have rapport? Have I broke their pattern? Oh, I haven't broke their pattern. No matter what reframe I give, if they're stuck in this state, they're not going to hear me. Let me break their pattern in a unique way. Am I telling them or asking them? Maybe I need to preframe them instead of reframe them. Maybe I need to tell them before it happens what's going to occur, what it means in a very elegant way. So finally, the third element is called a deframe. A deframe. A deframe is when somebody is caught up in a particular element and you instantaneously destroy their frame of reference. You destroy the way they're evaluating something. When you destroy it. And we've been doing both reframing and deframing. See, if you sit here and you're complaining about your room and then somebody walks by at that moment and they tell you, would you please help me because I can't get out of my wheelchair to get some food, or will you help me get a drink, that could be a rather quick deframe, couldn't it? In one instant, it can destroy your frame of reference. It doesn't have to be a long conversation to do it.